We mentioned two reasons that were given for the Shoah, again with the caveat of how we're to understand and what context understanding reasons. One of them was the assimilation that was rampant in Europe at the time and from years before that. And the second was the opportunity to go to Eretz Yisrael that people didn't take advantage of. The Michtam Eliyahu combines both of them. We'll see in what he says. This will be a second. We went through the what's it called, the Meshech Chachma. This will be a second perspective. It's very similar, and then we'll go through Beis Halevi, which is a third perspective. It's also very similar. That will do. We'll start with that next week in Mirat Hashem. But let's see the Michtam Eliyahu. Anu mishtomemim al achurben hanore shepokadnu b'dorenu. He wrote this, I don't know, but close to the war, in the 50s probably. What, this is in Tchelet Dalid, page 124. Hashgach. We are astounded at the terrible destruction that struck our generation. Banu shoalim l'atzmeinu amos Hashem kacha. We ask ourselves, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu let such a thing happen? Why did he do such a thing? So think a little bit and let's see if we can find a reason why this happened after now. Kol ha'tkufa shekodma l'churben hoisizman ha'kol ha'shibud ha'golus mi'alam Yisrael. The 100 years, 200 years before the Holocaust was a time that the Ribbono Shel Olam was easing the galus off our shoulders. How so? Old lifnei 150 shana hayiklal Yisrael kemenudim umetuavim ben yoshvei teva. Less than 150 years ago, he said, in the beginning of the 1800s, end of the 1700s, Klal Yisrael were shunned by the nations of the world, looked down upon. Only within the last 130 years was there emancipation in various countries. Some countries until the beginning of the 1900s didn't give equal rights to Jews. Many in the middle of the 1800s. Some already in the end of the 1700s. France, whatever, Napoleon, already gave Jews equal rights. But England, I don't think until the middle of the 1800s, what's it called, had equal rights for Jews, officially, on the law books. The kach hischila tkufas emancipatia. Uvishonim hachronos kvar hischila ladaber odos Eretz Yisrael. Ve'elev shoros mesinosa lanu lamakum moshav menucha. And then towards the middle, or the beginning already of the 1900s, the nations of the world were talking about giving Eretz Israel to Klal Israel as a homeland. The Balfour Declaration in 1917, and then later on with the United Nations Peel Commission, in the middle of the 1900s. Osam Hagoyim, Asher Milfonim Hayu Etzlom Lalag, Uboz, Venechshabnu Beinem Ki Bechusim Shebechusim. The same Goyim who looked down upon us and thought us to be the most lowest of the low. Baharigam Etzlom Eretz Yisrael Eretz Kedosha. And they also believe Eretz Yisrael is the holy land. God put in their heart to have these ideas of giving it as a homeland to the Jewish people, the holy land. Baruhu Shetchufas Ha-Insevatsia, the emancipation. The way it's written over here is, you'd never know that's a word, okay. Hoysa mezumenes meis Hashem Yisbarach L'sham eishlonu hachon el b'yis HaMashiach. He says it's clear that the purpose, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu turned the hearts of the nations to all of a sudden want to give equal rights to Jews, was for a good purpose. That we should be able to prepare for Mashiach by having the galus lightened. How so? Preparing for Mashiach needs a lot of hakana, a lot of preparation to get ourselves on the right madreka. that, you know, Mashiach may come, but we have to be ready for it. We have to be on the level where we're appreciated. So kidei lagila madrega shagula, that we should be on the level where Mashiach can come. So the Rabban Shalom prepares us for it. The matzav shel tzaros, tkufos, v'hashpolos, tadirios, eino misugo lahasogas dechat ali hanidrash. And when people are downtrodden and they have tzaros, it's hard for them to really work on themselves and reach higher levels. It's difficult. Most people don't function well with a lot of tzaros. Nimtza she'ora chadosha hazos. Comes out that God intended us to use this lightening of the load of Golus, right, the equal rights, as a means to elevate ourselves, to intensify our Kedusha. The Kedin Shofakno Samatora, Uvamokum Lahakir Soremis Mamala, Leiskone Legaula, Mitov Simcha Varchovis Hadas. Most Jews failed the test. And instead of using it in a positive way, they used the equal rights in a negative way. The Chasam Sofer, when he heard that they were considering giving equal rights to Jews in Europe, cried for two reasons. One, he says, I see that most Jews are going to use it the wrong way. They're going to use it to assimilate. And secondly, if God is trying to make our condition here in Galus comfortable, it's a right he plans to keep us here a long time. And that second thing, the Mechtam Eliyahu disagrees. That the Rabban Shalom was easing the Galus so we could use it in a positive way to be ready for the Gaul. Hare arbelonu hasakona, arbelonu hasakona yedua, shul hakona l'kdusha, she'en abol tachlisa, kamo shabiyan l'el. And that's a very dangerous situation, where there is a potential for Kedusha, and you're not ready for it, that's even worse than there being no potential. Therefore, Zeh shelo yachur ben ela achshav, achshav talicha yisbolus, hayaholich the gover knar zman horoch, aylechora, what's it called, the assimilation started 100 years before the Holocaust. Why did it wait for 100 years? The Rabban Shem waits, he's patient. He waits till the amount of assimilation is filled. And then he brings the punishment. Doesn't bring it right away. He waits, maybe people do tshuva. Maybe things will reverse themselves. The Rabban Shem waits to see maybe people will use their free choice and turn things around. Menashe put a tselem in the Heichal, and the Beis Hamikdash remained for years and years after that, with all of its miracles. Because God has patience, and he waits and sees, maybe things will change. V'im la'achar ha'churban ha'norah, and therefore, after the war, he said, if we see that again the Rabban Shalom is bringing us chesed, and he's letting us establish ourselves in America, in Eretz Israel, and build Torah, and not have that all those tzaros, to have friendly goliaths, then al lanu l'shanos bedlasenu, we shouldn't repeat the mistake. And we should use it as a means to prepare for Geula. Don't make the same mistake. And unfortunately, a lot of Jews are still making the same mistake. They have an easy time in America, an easy time perhaps here, and they're using it to assimilate, not to prepare for Geula. That's how he sees it. He says it was the assimilation, but more than that, it was the using of the potential not to assimilate, but to use that easiness of the Goyim lessening their load on us in a positive way, and instead of using it in a positive way, using it to be able to assimilate in a negative way.